14. The Danish Way of Parenting, What the Happiest People in the World Know About Raising Confident, Capable Kids. By Jessica Joel Alexander, Ibn Dissing Sandal. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Danish Way of Parenting, What the Happiest People in the World Know About Raising Confident, Capable Kids by Jessica Joel Alexander and Ibn Dissing Sandal is a book that explores the parenting practices of Denmark, which is consistently ranked as one of the happiest countries in the world. The authors argue that the Danish approach to parenting is based on the principles of trust, autonomy, and togetherness, which are essential for raising confident, capable children. The book provides practical advice on how to apply these principles in everyday life, as well as how to foster a positive relationship between parents and children. It also examines the importance of play, the role of discipline, and the need for balance in parenting. The authors also discuss the importance of creating a supportive environment for children, and how to foster resilience and independence in them. The book provides an in-depth look at the Danish way of parenting, and how it can be applied to other cultures and countries. It is an invaluable resource for parents who want to raise happy, healthy, and successful children. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Embrace hygge. Hygge is a Danish concept that emphasizes the importance of creating a cozy and comfortable atmosphere in the home. It encourages parents to take time to relax and enjoy the moment with their children. Embracing hygge is a great way to create a warm and inviting atmosphere in the home. It encourages parents to take time out of their busy schedules to relax and enjoy the moment with their children. Hygge is all about creating a cozy and comfortable atmosphere, which can be done through simple activities such as lighting candles, playing board games, or having a family movie night. It is also important to take time to appreciate the little things in life, such as a beautiful sunset or a delicious home-cooked meal. By taking the time to appreciate the small moments, parents can create a positive and nurturing environment for their children to grow and thrive in. Hygge is not only about creating a cozy atmosphere, but also about creating meaningful connections with your children. It is important to take the time to talk to your children and listen to their thoughts and feelings. This can be done through activities such as having dinner together, playing a game, or simply having a conversation. By taking the time to connect with your children, you can create a strong bond and foster a sense of security and trust. Embracing hygge is a great way to create a warm and inviting atmosphere in the home. It encourages parents to take time out of their busy schedules to relax and enjoy the moment with their children. By taking the time to appreciate the small moments, create meaningful connections, and foster a sense of security and trust, parents can create a positive and nurturing environment for their children to grow and thrive in. Main idea number 2. Prioritize play. Play is essential for children's development and should be encouraged in the home. Parents should provide their children with plenty of opportunities to explore and have fun. Prioritizing play is essential for children's development and should be encouraged in the home. Play is a vital part of a child's growth and development, as it helps them to learn, explore, and express themselves. Parents should provide their children with plenty of opportunities to explore and have fun. This could include activities such as playing with toys, reading books, playing games, and engaging in outdoor activities. It is important to provide a safe and stimulating environment for children to explore and play in. Parents should also be mindful of their children's interests and provide them with activities that are tailored to their individual needs. Additionally, parents should be actively involved in their children's play, as this can help to foster a strong bond between parent and child. By prioritizing play, parents can help to ensure that their children are able to reach their full potential. Main idea number 3. Foster independence. Danish parents believe in fostering independence in their children from a young age. They allow their children to make their own decisions and take responsibility for their actions. Foster independence is a key concept in Danish parenting. Danish parents believe that children should be given the opportunity to make their own decisions and take responsibility for their actions from a young age. This is done by providing children with the freedom to explore and learn from their mistakes. Danish parents also encourage their children to be independent thinkers and to express their own opinions. They believe that this will help their children develop the skills and confidence they need to become successful adults. By allowing their children to make their own decisions, Danish parents are teaching them to be self-reliant and to take responsibility for their actions. This helps children to develop a sense of autonomy and self-confidence, which is essential for success in life. Danish parents also believe in providing their children with a safe and secure environment in which to explore and learn. They provide their children with the necessary tools and resources to help them succeed, while also allowing them to make their own decisions and take responsibility for their actions. This helps children to develop the skills and confidence they need to become independent and successful adults. By fostering independence in their children, Danish parents are helping to create a generation of confident and capable individuals who are prepared to take on the world. Main idea number 4. Encourage outdoor play. Danish parents believe that outdoor play is essential for children's physical and mental health. They encourage their children to explore the outdoors and engage in physical activities. Danish parents understand the importance of outdoor play for their children's physical and mental health. They encourage their children to explore the outdoors and engage in physical activities, such as running, biking, and playing sports. Outdoor play helps children develop their gross motor skills, build strength, and increase their coordination. It also helps them develop their social skills, as they learn to interact with other children and adults in a natural environment. Outdoor play also helps children develop their problem-solving skills, as they learn to navigate their environment and find creative solutions to challenges. Finally, outdoor play helps children develop their imagination and creativity, as they explore and discover new things in nature. Danish parents also understand the importance of unstructured play. They encourage their children to explore and discover the world around them, without the pressure of having to perform or achieve a certain goal. This type of play helps children develop their independence and self-confidence, as they learn to make their own decisions and take risks. It also helps them develop their creativity and imagination, as they come up with new ideas and explore different possibilities. Finally, unstructured play helps children develop their problem-solving skills, as they learn to think critically and come up with creative solutions to challenges. Main idea number 5. Practice balance. Danish parents strive to maintain a balance between work and family life. They prioritize spending quality time with their children and make sure to take breaks from work. Danish parents understand the importance of striking a balance between work and family life. They prioritize spending quality time with their children and make sure to take breaks from work. This is done in order to ensure that their children are given the attention and care they need to grow and develop. Danish parents also recognize the importance of having a healthy work-life balance for themselves. They understand that taking time away from work to spend with their family is essential for their own well-being and for the well-being of their children. This balance is achieved by setting aside specific times for work and specific times for family. This allows parents to be present and engaged with their children while still being able to fulfill their professional obligations. The Danish way of parenting emphasizes the importance of balance. This balance is achieved by setting aside specific times for work and specific times for family. This allows parents to be present and engaged with their children while still being able to fulfill their professional obligations. This balance is also achieved by making sure that parents take breaks from work to spend quality time with their children. This helps to ensure that their children are given the attention and care they need to grow and develop. By practicing balance, Danish parents are able to create a healthy and supportive environment for their children while still being able to fulfill their professional obligations. Main idea number 6. Respect nature. Danish parents teach their children to respect nature and the environment. They encourage their children to explore the outdoors and appreciate the beauty of nature. Danish parents instill a deep respect for nature in their children from a young age. They encourage their children to explore the outdoors and appreciate the beauty of nature. They teach their children to be mindful of their impact on the environment and to take care of the natural world. Danish parents also emphasize the importance of spending time in nature, as it can help children to develop a sense of calm and connection to the world around them. They may take their children on hikes, bike rides, or nature walks, and encourage them to observe the plants and animals they encounter. By teaching their children to respect nature, Danish parents are helping to create a generation of environmentally conscious citizens. Danish parents also emphasize the importance of sustainability and conservation. They teach their children to be mindful of their consumption and to reduce, reuse, and recycle whenever possible. They may also encourage their children to participate in activities that help to protect the environment, such as planting trees or cleaning up a local park. By teaching their children to respect nature, Danish parents are helping to create a generation of environmentally conscious citizens who are committed to preserving the planet for future generations. Main idea number 7. Embrace failure. Danish parents understand that failure is a part of life and encourage their children to take risks and learn from their mistakes. They believe that failure is an important part of learning and growth. Danish parents understand that failure is an inevitable part of life and encourage their children to take risks and learn from their mistakes. They believe that failure is an important part of learning and growth, and that it should be embraced rather than feared. They understand that failure can be a valuable teacher, and that it can help children develop resilience and the ability to cope with difficult situations. Danish parents also recognize that failure can be a source of motivation, and that it can help children develop a sense of self-efficacy and the ability to take on challenges. By embracing failure, Danish parents are helping their children develop the skills and confidence they need to succeed in life. Danish parents also understand that failure can be a source of creativity and innovation. They encourage their children to think outside the box and to explore new ideas and solutions. They understand that failure can be a catalyst for creativity and that it can help children develop the skills they need to become successful problem solvers. By embracing failure, Danish parents are helping their children develop the skills and confidence they need to become successful innovators. Finally, Danish parents understand that failure can be a source of strength and courage. They encourage their children to take risks and to learn from their mistakes. They understand that failure can be a source of strength and that it can help children develop the courage to take on difficult tasks and to persevere in the face of adversity. By embracing failure, Danish parents are helping their children develop the strength and courage they need to succeed in life. Main idea number 8. Foster creativity. Danish parents believe that creativity is essential for children's development. They provide their children with plenty of opportunities to explore their creative side and express themselves. Fostering creativity is an important part of the Danish parenting style. Danish parents believe that creativity is essential for children's development, and they strive to provide their children with plenty of opportunities to explore their creative side and express themselves. This could include activities such as painting, drawing, music, and dance. Danish parents also encourage their children to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to problems. They also provide their children with the freedom to make mistakes and learn from them. By providing their children with these opportunities, Danish parents are helping to foster their children's creativity and helping them to become more confident and capable individuals. Main idea number 9. Promote self-care. Danish parents understand the importance of self-care and encourage their children to take care of their physical and mental health. They teach their children to prioritize their own needs and practice self-care. Danish parents understand that self-care is essential for their children's well-being. They emphasize the importance of taking care of one's physical and mental health, and encourage their children to prioritize their own needs. Self-care is seen as a way to build resilience and foster independence. Danish parents teach their children to practice self-care by setting aside time for relaxation, engaging in physical activities, and taking breaks when needed. They also emphasize the importance of healthy eating habits, getting enough sleep, and taking time to connect with friends and family. By promoting self-care, Danish parents are helping their children develop the skills they need to lead a healthy and balanced life. Main idea number 10. Respect boundaries. Danish parents teach their children to respect boundaries and understand the importance of personal space. They encourage their children to respect the boundaries of others and be mindful of their own. Danish parents emphasize the importance of respecting boundaries to their children. They explain that respecting boundaries means understanding that everyone has their own personal space and that it should be respected. They encourage their children to be mindful of their own boundaries and to respect the boundaries of others. Danish parents also teach their children to be aware of their own feelings and to be respectful of the feelings of others. They emphasize that it is important to be aware of how our actions and words can affect others and to be mindful of how we interact with them. Danish parents also emphasize the importance of communication when it comes to respecting boundaries. They encourage their children to be open and honest about their feelings and to communicate their needs and boundaries to others. They also teach their children to be respectful of the boundaries of others and to be willing to compromise when necessary. By teaching their children to respect boundaries, Danish parents are helping to create a culture of respect and understanding in their families and communities.